I'd dearly love to be, but all my exes live in Texas, and that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee. Rosanna's down in Texarkana, wanted me to push her broom. Sweet Eileen's Nabilene, she forgot I...
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone.
Doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Was the knight in shining armor in your movie? Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! Trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all time.
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, I'm on a big these empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay. Tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long, hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long, hot summer day.
Rough Riders baseball is just 2 minutes away. One minute left till Rough Riders baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Welcome in a beautiful Tuesday morning for baseball here in Frisco, Texas, at Riders Field. It's the San Antonio Missions visiting the Frisco Rough Riders. The Rough Riders sitting tied for first in the Texas League South, tied with Midland at 17-10 after taking 5 of 6 on the road in Corpus Christi against the Astros affiliated Hooks. For San Antonio, they come in at 13-13. That's good for third place in the Texas League South. We've got a great matchup for you, and before we preview it, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Luke Maley, and we'll be joined momentarily by the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. An early pitch today, 11:05, the first pitch. It's Education Day here at Riders Field, so lots of kids out enjoying the ballpark, and you couldn't ask for better weather for a day like this. It's sunny, it's warm, and a light breeze going on. Perfect weather here in Frisco, Texas. Take a look around at the pitching matchup today for the visitors, the San Antonio Missions, the Padres affiliate. They'll turn to a left-hander in Austin Krobe, making his fifth start, sixth appearance of the year. Krobe on the year is 0-1 with a 6.16 ERA. That's 13 earned runs across 19 innings. He's given up 21 hits, only been tagged for one home run, while issuing 7 walks and striking out 23. For the Rough Riders, it's the top of the rotation. Ryan Garcia starting things off for this 6-game set that runs through Sunday. And Garcia looking to build off a masterful outing in Corpus Christi, one in which he earned his first win of the year to get him to 1-2 on the season. Lower that ERA to 6. He went 5 2/3 innings without allowing a run on just 4 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. On the season for Garcia, it's a 6-even ERA. That's 18 earned runs on, or rather, 12 earned runs in 18 innings. He's been tagged for just one home run. He's issued 12 walks and struck out 13 on the year. So for the first place Rough Riders, they go to Ryan Garcia. On the other side, it is the left-hander Austin Krope going for the Padres-affiliated San Antonio Missions. We'll step away. When we come back, you'll hear from Kristen King, the Senior Marketing Director for the Rough Riders.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hello and welcome back to the pregame show before Education Day, presented by Collin College. Zach Bigley joined by Kristen King, the Senior Director of Marketing for the Rough Riders. And this is an exciting day. A lot of kids here in the ballpark. What's your excitement level for a day like today?
Oh, it's amazing to see the ballpark so filled up with kids. We always joke here in the office about how loud they are, but just kind of hearing them sing along to all the songs and just having a really fun day at the ballpark is always enjoyable on our side.
Coming up this weekend, it's really fun. We have Evan Carter weekend, something that the Rough Riders have been planning for a long time during the offseason, and you in particular. How exciting is this when it finally comes around after all the work that's been put into it?
Oh, I am beyond excited for Evan Carter weekend this weekend. We have 3 straight days of Evan Carter giveaways, starting with a growth chart, and then we've got a bobblehead of his amazing catch in the ALCS, and then a kid's jersey. So it's a lot of fun, and the icing on top of it is that we'll have the World Series trophy here. So just kind of seeing all of those scheduling and all of that kind of line up is super exciting, and you know, I think the fans are definitely getting very excited, at least through our socials and all of that as well.
When fans show up to the ballpark, they experience these great things with the promotional schedule, but a lot of them just show up and they experience it and they don't understand all the work that goes in behind the scenes. Kind of pull back the curtain a little bit. What is the process of a weekend like Evan Carter weekend from the very beginning to I guess, happening this weekend?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest questions we get is what we do in the off season. And as soon as our season ends, our entire staff is, you know, throwing out fun ideas, bad ideas, good ideas on, you know, some theme nights for the upcoming season. And then from there, I'll just kind of take that and we'll see what works, what doesn't work, see what might work for a sponsor and all of that. So there's a lot, and there's also, you know, a lot of hands that are helping out with that. Our staff here is all very awesome and they have a lot of really good ideas. And so this one kind of came about from, you know, a few different places, as most of them really do.
Joined by Senior Director of Marketing, Kristen King. I tend to have a lot of the bad ideas. That's what people don't know for those promo ideas. We have a lot of fun promotional nights coming up over the course of the season. Single one out. It's like picking your favorite child, I know. But what are you most looking forward to over the course of the season?
Oh, that's a tough one. I have to say every year Dallas Stars Night is one of my favorites. I grew up a really big hockey fan. The Stars team is so awesome to get to work with. But I think one of the fun ones that's always really fun to put together, and I think this season might be one of our best yet, is our Frisco Corny Dogs Night. We're getting a team up with the North Texas Fair and Rodeo. Obviously, playing as a corn dog is always a lot of fun. It's quintessential minor league baseball. So I'd have to say that one is going to be a lot of fun to get to pull together.
Awesome. You'll see her running around all over the ballpark throughout the season. It's Senior Director of Marketing, Kristen King, for the Rough Riders. Kristen, thanks for joining us and looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll return after this with Starting Lineups on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday, home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Maley alongside Zach Bigley. Let's go ahead and get you the starting lineups for game one of this six-game set between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Padres-affiliated San Antonio Missions. First for the visitors, managed by Luke Montz, it is San Antonio. They'll line up as follows. Leading off and playing third base is Ripken Reyes. The catcher, Michael De La Cruz, will bat second. Batting third is the second baseman, Marcus Catanion. The cleanup man today is the left fielder, Cole Cummings. Brandon Valenzuela is the first baseman. He'll bat fifth. Batting sixth is the center fielder, Robert Perez Jr. Behind him in the seventh spot is the shortstop, Ray Patrick Ditter. The right fielder, Zach Rex, will bat eighth, and rounding out the order for San Antonio, Jared Dale, the designated hitter. So again, for the Missions, Reyes, De La Cruz, Catanion, Cummings, Valenzuela, Perez Jr., Ditter, Rex, Dale. And for the home team today, the Rough Riders, who come in tied for first place, it is Kellen Strom at the top of the card. He'll play center field. Batting second is the catcher, Liam Hicks. In that three-hole is the designated hitter, Aaron Zavala. Josh Hatcher will be the cleanup man. He'll play first base today. Maximo Acosta back at shortstop. He'll bat fifth. Cabe Rodriguez slides over to second base. He bats sixth today. Franmer Chavez will be the third baseman, batting seventh. The left fielder, Jesel Cepeda, will bat eighth. Daniel Mateo will play right field and round out the order for the Rough Riders, managed by Carlos Cardoza. So again, for the Rough Riders, it is Strom, Hicks, Zavala, Hatcher, Acosta, Rodriguez, Chavez, Cepeda, Mateo. A great matchup today between the third-place Missions and the Rough Riders, tied atop the Texas League South. Rough Riders coming off of a series where they took 5 of 6 games from the Corpus Christi Hooks on the road in Corpus Christi at Whataburger Field. Beautiful weather slated for this entire series for the Rough Riders. Should be great weather here at the ballpark. All sorts of fun things going on here at Riders Field. And it all starts today with Education Day. Lots of kids excited to take in game one of this set here on a Tuesday morning. 11:05 first pitch, just a few minutes away. Again, for you, if you're just joining us, Ryan Garcia takes the ball for the Rough Riders today, making his fifth start and looking to build off of a masterful appearance where he went 5 2/3 scoreless last week against the Hooks, surrendering just 4 hits and striking out a couple of Hooks batters. On the other side, it's a left-hander going for San Antonio, Austin Crowe, making his sixth appearance. Crowe 0-1 on the air with a 6.16 ERA. That's 13 earned runs across 19 innings. He has racked up the strikeouts, 23 strikeouts to 7 walks. Only been tagged with 1 homer on the year. Game one of this six-game set coming up from Riders Field when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
It is gone.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss. He got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night. It's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
Winners of five of their last six and eight of their last ten, the Frisco Rough Riders return home and they take on the San Antonio Missions, the affiliates of the San Diego Padres, for game one of this six-game series. Good morning, everybody, and welcome into Riders Field. It's Ryan Garcia coming off his best start of the season, taking the bump for the Rough Riders against a kind of new-look San Antonio Mission squad. The Rough Riders have played some really good baseball, won five of six in their last road trip in Corpus Christi last week. And after a ton of moves, San Antonio comes into town the first time that the Rough Riders face their division rivals this season. Ripken Reyes starts it off, the third baseman, Michael De La Cruz after him, the catcher, and Marcos Castagnon is the second baseman batting in the third spot, the top third of the order today for San Antonio against Ryan Garcia. We're ready for baseball. Happy to have you along. Garcia winds and away we go with a fastball on the inside corner called strike one. We're underway at 11:06 in the a.m. We have some morning baseball for you on tap here in Frisco, Texas. It's a beautiful day for baseball. As the wind back in the 0-1, swinging a little nubber back to the hill off the end of the bat. Garcia's got it, flings it on to first and gets him. And there is the first out of today's ball game. Two pitches in. Ryan Garcia off to a good start. Today, it's 81 degrees, sunshine up above, 10-mile-an-hour winds lofting out to right field. And Garcia looking to repeat what he did last week in his most recent start. He has his sign from his backstop, Liam Hicks. Rocks back and deals. Fastball up and away, one ball and no strikes. In that last start, last week it was on Tuesday, he was phenomenal, the 1-0. A strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 1-1, just as the Rough Riders' entire pitching staff was. He won a season-high 5 2/3 innings of shutout baseball. Garcia has his sign. He whips it home. On the inside corner, a called strike, and it's 1-2. In those 5 2/3 innings, he struck out three, allowed just four hits, and walked two. Rough Riders in that series last week in six games allowed just 12 runs. 1-2. High and outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. And seven of those 12 runs were scored in one game by Corpus Christi. And they had a tough time offensively. Garcia rocks in the 2-2. It's at the bottom of the zone, strike three called. Ryan Garcia fits a fastball at the bottom edge. First strikeout for Gar.
Two outs, and here is Marcus Castagnon. Right-handed batter. Playing in his 14th game with the Missions, a 180 batting average for him. This is a offense that struggled just a little bit, but part of that is losing two of their best players. The pitch. Swing and a miss. First pitch fastball up and in. It's 0-1. A trade of the Miami Marlins and the Padres. It took a little wind out of the sails for San Antonio. The 0-1. Breaking ball, bottom of the zone, a called strike, and it's 0-2. Luis Arraez was traded to the San Diego Padres for a few prospects. The offering in. And that's below the zone, one ball and two strikes. They lost first baseman Nathan Mortarella and Jacob Marcy, an outfielder, the pitch. Swinging a foul back up this way behind home, and it's out of play. Still one ball and two strikes. So their offense, which usually isn't a very good offense because of the building they play in at home, Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium is very pitcher-friendly. It took even more of a hit. Garcia ahead, one ball and two strikes. Top of the first, just underway. Two outs, bases clear. Garcia peers in for his sign. Over 9,000 kids around us. And the pitch, lined in the left field on one hop. It's a base hit for Castagnon. Fastball middle, and he rocketed it 107 off the bat into left field. A two-out base runner, and Cole Cummings makes his way to the plate. Cummings, left-handed batter, riding an eight-game on-base streak. Pull side shift on the infield for him. Garcia working from the stretch for the first time today at this top of the first inning. He deals. Fastball just outside, one ball and no strikes. Defense behind Ryan Garcia today. It's Haysel Cepeda in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Daniel Mateo in right. Ranier Chavez is the third baseman. Max Acosta at short. Cabo Rodriguez returns home. He's at second, the pitch. That rides just inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Josh Hatcher is at first base, and Liam Hicks is the Rough Riders catcher today with the battery of Ryan Garcia. Garcia readies from the chest to the pitch. Low and outside, missing with the changeup. No, that was the fastball, and it's three balls and no strikes. A wonderful job by the Rough Riders today getting this ballpark packed for Education Day. Thousands of kids here. The 3-0. Right down the heart of the plate, a strike, it's 3-1. There were very few seats available. There was a little bit of room left out on the berm, but looking out at the berm, it doesn't look like there was very much room. It's packed. The pitch. Swinging a foul at the plate, it's 3-2 on Cummings. And so a really good crowd on hand. One of the best things about Education Day is if you're watching an MLB TV, there's a look at the berm. Not much green grass available out there. Any time that the Rough Riders hit a fly ball, doesn't matter if it's 2 feet into the outfield or if it's to the warning track or if it's gone, these kids are going to get fired up. That's in the home half. We're in the road half right now with the first inning. 3-2 on Cummings. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with the slider. Down low. Ryan Garcia with his second strikeout in the first inning, and he strands a base runner here in the first. No runs, a hit, no errors, that one left on, and the Rough Riders come to the plate next in the home half of the first on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the first inning, the Rough Riders come to the plate against Austin Krobe, the number 9 prospect in the San Antonio Missions affiliate. Padres affiliate has a lot of good pitching prospects here at this AA level, and Krobe is the first out of this 6-game series to take the hill. Kellen Strom, Liam Hicks, Aaron Zavala due up in the first inning. No score. Krobe, the left-hander, deals. That's on the outside corner. A called strike. It's 0-1. So the Rough Riders do indeed send their normal 3 up to the plate in Strom, Hicks, and Zavala. Krobe offers in. Swinging a soft grounder to the right side. Castagnon over. He fields, but it's off of his glove, and it falls down to the ground. Strom safe at first, and we'll see what that official scoring is. They immediately throw base hit up. So infield single for Kellen Strom, as Castagnon had to go a long way for that one. Infield single. There's Liam Hicks. Great start to the Rough Riders' home half of the first inning. Frisco's had a knack for scoring runs in the first this season. Left on left, first pitch. Strike in the outside corner, it's 0-1. Austin Krobe, the 6'3", 205-pounder, 24 years old, out of TCU. He works from the third base, making the first base side of the rubber, and kicks home. Over the heart of the plate for a strike with a fastball at the bottom, and it's 0-2. Krobe has a really good sinker that he uses to induce a ton of ground balls. He'll go sinker and slider for the most part. Former 12th round selection by the Padres back in 2022. He readies, brings it home. Swinging a line drive, lofted into shallow left. It falls in, base hit. Strom up to second base, and the Rough Riders have back-to-back singles. This one on an 0-2 pitch, got a fastball elevated, and singled into left. Kids are fired up for Aaron Zavala to come to the plate. Zavala in from the left side. No score, bottom of the first, 2 on, nobody out. Krobe readies and deals. It's low and outside, 1 ball and no strikes. Krobe on the season 0-1 with a 6.16 ERA, making his 6th appearance and his 5th start. Coming off his start at Arkansas last week, which he went 4 2/3, the pitch dips lower the zone. It's 2 balls and no strikes. In those 4 2/3 innings, he surrendered 3 runs on 7 hits, struck out 5, and walked 2. Rough Rider is trying to get to him here in this first inning. He brings it home. Outside, it's 3 balls and no strikes. Josh Hatcher, the dangerous hitter on deck. Left against left is going to be very interesting today between the Rough Riders and Krobe. Here's the stretch of the 3-0 pitch. Outside, ball 4. Base is loaded for the Rough Riders. Nobody out in the first inning. And here's Josh Hatcher. Great chance for the Riders to get something going. Based on Krobe's arsenal, you'd expect him to be very good against left-handers. But so far this season, not so much. And he allows the first 2 lefties he faces to get aboard. First pitch to Hatcher. Another left-hander takes inside, 1 ball and no strikes. Entering into today's game, left-handers are hitting .300 against him. Right-handers .288. He fires inside. He nearly hit him with the changeup. It's two balls and no strikes. It's six consecutive out of the zone after throwing nothing but strikes through the first two batters of the game. Pull side shift. The pick. High and tight. 3-0. Now seven consecutive out of the zone. Hatcher more than likely not going to have the green light on this 3-0. Bases juice. The pick. That's right down the middle for a strike. Took something off of that fastball at 90. It's not necessarily a hard thrower in general. Left-hander ready in the 3-1. Hatcher swings, pumps it skyward behind home plate. De La Cruz back to the warning track, and he wants to go into the first row just over the netting. It's 3-2 on the Riders' first baseman. Frisco has won 8 of their last 10 games and 5 out of 6 last week. Mostly it's been because of the pitching staff. Trying to do it with the offense early on. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a chopper to the first baseman, Valenzuela. He's got it. Goes home for one. No return throwback to first. They get Kellen Strom with the fielder's choice at the plate. And it's the first down of the first inning. Strom retired. Hicks down to third. Zavala to second. Hatcher aboard with a fielder's choice. That goes 3-2. One down for Max Acosta. Acosta, right-handed batter against Grove. Base is still loaded. One down. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to second. Castagnon to his left. He's got it on to second for one. Dinner to first. Got him. Double play. Wow. The Rough Riders get the bases loaded. Nobody out of the first. And they come away with nothing. No runs on two hits. No errors and two left on. Top of the second next. Nothing, nothing our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And to the top of the second on this glorious Frisco morning. Rough Riders nothing, Missions nothing. Ryan Garcia back to the hill after an 18-pitch scoreless first. Brandon Valenzuela, Robert Perez Jr., and Ray Patrick Ditter, the three new up against the right-hander. Valenzuela, the first baseman, making his way to the plate. Garcia threw 12 strikes out of his 18 pitches in that first, allowing just a two-out base hit and struck out two. A lot of kids here at the ballpark today. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower in the first toss. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball below the zone, and it's 0-1. Good changeup from Garcia, first pitch. Valenzuela steps out after calling time. Garcia, in that last start, in which he went 5 2/3 shutout innings against Corpus Christi, was primarily fastball changeup. The 0-1. Swinging a bouncer foul back behind home, and it's 0-2. A guy that, in the past, has been more other pitches with his secondary heavy, meaning that he hasn't thrown the changeup as often, but he was really relying on the fastball changeup combination, and it worked really well against Corpus Christi. The 0-2 bounces down in the dirt, and it's one ball and two strikes. Of course, that does come with a little bit of an asterisk, and really the entire series last week does, because the Rough Riders have really dominated a poor-performing Corpus Christi team in the early part of the season. Rough Riders are 17-10. 1-2. Swinging a soft bouncer right back to the hill. Garcia's got it to his left. Jogs to first underhand. Flip is in time. One away. Fielding his position well. One down in the second, and Robert Perez Jr. stands in. Out of their 17 wins, 10 of them have come against Corpus Christi. The Riders are 10-2 against the Hooks. And Corpus is by far the worst offensive team in the league. Garcia has been good early on against both, including pitcher Fielding. First pitch to Perez is fouled back, and it's 0-1. But maybe Garcia has found a little something in that fastball and changeup combination. His previous start against Amarillo, he allowed 6 over 4 1/3. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Here's that good change, and it's 0-2. He added a sweeper over the offseason, and he changed his slider to a cutter. Well, he's gone more to a traditional gyro slider, meaning it goes down rather than east to west, or north to south. The 0-2 bounces down in the dirt, and it's one ball and two strikes. He still throws that cutter. He has enough to differentiate them, enough of a velocity difference and enough of a movement difference. A lot of fastball changeup expected today. He readies in the 1-2. Just a hair outside with a fastball. The appeal, he didn't go on the check swing, and it's two balls and two strikes on Perez. This is a San Antonio team that is still trying to find themselves offensively a little bit. 2-2 on the way. Check swing, pitch outside. He didn't go, and it's 3-2. It was the slider from Garcia. San Antonio's numbers will always be a little skewed because of the Wolf, the ballpark they play in. 3-2, cut on and missed. Got him with the changeup outside edge. Brian Garcia with his third strikeout, and they were two away in the second. Man, he has looked really good over his last two starts. That was a beautiful changeup right on the outside corner, and Perez was out in front. And now Ray Patrick Ditter. Shortstop batting from the right side. Open stance. Two outs, bases clear in the offering. Ditter pops it skyward, right side. Hatcher, the first baseman. Cabo Rodriguez, the second baseman, calls him off in shallow right field. Makes the catch, backpedaling. Side retired. Another very nice inning for Ryan Garcia. He sits him down in order. And we're into the bottom of the second. Scoreless between the Riders and the Missions on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Part of the last of the second inning. No score between the Rough Riders and the Missions. It's Caber Rodriguez, Freiner Chavez, and Jesus Cepeda due up. 6, 7, and 8. Right-handed batter against the left-hander Austin Krobe as the Rough Riders look to get something going just like they had in the first. Krobe winds back, glove over the top of the hat, and the pitch. It's a strike at the bottom inside corner with a fastball, 0-1. Rough Riders had bases loaded, nobody out in the first after two singles and a walk. 0-1. Inside, it's one ball and one strike. But then Josh Hatcher bounced into a fielder's choice, and Max Acosta dribbled into a 4-6-3 twin killing to end the inning. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball down and inside. One ball and two strikes on Rodriguez. Oh, a little homecoming welcome back to Rodriguez, who joined the Rough Riders on the road in Corpus. 1-2. He swings, chops it past the mound to second. Castagnon comes up, picks, throws on the run over to first and gets him one away. Freiner Chavez bats now. Rough Riders and Missions, nothing, nothing. Rodriguez was a big part of the Rough Riders' second half last year. He homered in his second game down in Corpus Christi. He'll be playing up the middle defensively for most Rough Riders games. Here's the third baseman, Chavez. Initial toss. It's low, and one ball and no strikes. Chavez, another guy who will be playing up the middle and at the hot corner where he is today. The 1-0. This is outside. It's two balls and no strikes. When Caber Rodriguez was added to the Rough Riders roster, you almost look at it and say, maybe too many cooks in the kitchen on the infield. Who's going to be the odd man out? A 2-0. Breaking ball, tapped on the ground to third. Reyes charges, picks, tosses on the run over to first base, and he gets Chavez. Another ground ball out for Krobe. There are two down here in the second. Nothing, nothing, our score. Two outs, bases clear. Jesus Cepeda saunters to the plate. Well, talking to Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, about the Rough Riders infield, he said there won't necessarily be an odd man out, just at least one day off a week for the guys. The first pitch slips across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1 with a changeup. So Caber will get a day off. Chavez will get a day off. The pitch, one outside, off the glove of De La Cruz, and it's one ball and one strike. Everyone will get a day off throughout the week. So not going to have guys playing the full season, but get that nice rotation in on the infield and make sure everyone can play different positions. 1-1. Cepeda chops it off the end of the stick, right back to the hill. Krobe has got it. Underhand flip onto first is in time, and the side is retired. Three ground ball outs for the Rough Riders in the second. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the third. Nothing, nothing, our score on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're cruising along in game one of this series. Missions and Rough Riders, no score. And for the play-by-play, here's Luke Malin.
Thank you, Zach. Ryan Garcia back out there, as Zach mentioned, cruising along. Garcia facing just one over the minimum through two frames. He gets the eight-hole hitter, the right fielder, Zach Rex. His first time up, he bats from the left side. First pitch, catches the outer part of the zone, excuse me, for strike one. And with the fastball, just caught the outer edge. Rex is coming off a tough week in Arkansas as he awaits the second offering and hit. Same location, but this time with the changeup from Garcia. Got the call from the home plate umpire, Sean Sparling, and it's 0-2. Rex went 0-14 on the road trip. So trying to bust out of that slump. A guy that has big league experience. The 0-2 misses a bit upstairs. Garcia went to the heater at 92. Rex signed a minor league contract with the Padres organization back on February 1st of this year. The pitch, right over the heart of the plate. Strike three. Down looking goes Rex. And Garcia's got strikeout number four. The second looking on the still morning. Bounce head on the afternoon, but we're about 26 minutes away from being able to say afternoon. Bottom of the card, and Jared Dale steps in from the right side against Garcia. The first offering, and Dale sends it off the netting right above the first base dugout. And the Missions call home. Jared Dale in and out of the lineup for San Antonio this year. Watches one upstairs, evens the count at ball and a strike. This is the first time that he's participated at the double-A level, and he sends this one back to the screen. There's a slider from Ryan Garcia. Slider that is more like a sweeper. Refers to it as that sweeper. And he's ahead 1-2. He'll join this Missions group on April 27th. Played eight games for Fort Wayne before joining San Antonio. As he watches one downstairs. Another sweeper from Garcia. Two balls and two strikes. With one away, still a scoreless ball game. The pitch runs up and in. Dale started his swing, but certainly didn't offer at it. He's worked the count to full at 3-2. Dale picked up his first double-A hit on the road, part of a 1-for-9 series in Arkansas, but he swings and misses at that sweeper, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Ryan Garcia here in the third. Ryan Garcia looking to build today off of an impressive outing that came in game one of the series on the road in Corpus Christi against the Hooks, a game in which he didn't allow a run across 5 2/3 innings.
It's already a season-high 5 Ks for him.
Yeah, he's cruising. Ryan Garcia seemingly turning the corner. Here's the top of the lineup in Ripken Reyes, and he fouls the first pitch he sees back to the screen.
Could even be on career-high watch.
It is.
9 strikeouts is his career high.
It is seemingly headed that way at this rate.
Funny enough, his career high last year was against San Antonio.
There you go. Ripken Reyes grounded back to Garcia his first time up. That led off this ball game. He sends this one back to the screen. Garcia ahead 0-2. Garcia picked up a pair of strikeouts in the first inning. He got one in the second. Now in an 0-2 count, he's looking to strike out the side against the left-handed hitting Reyes. Garcia working out of the windup. Rocks back and deals the 0-2. Down back to the screen. Reyes spoiled it. Fastball right over the heart of the plate at 93 miles an hour that time. And the count remains 0-2. Reyes, the third baseman today for the Missions. The pitch. Got him. Hit him. Hit him on the right shoulder. Got away from Ryan Garcia.
I mean, if you're new to watching San Antonio Missions baseball, Ripken Reyes' ability to get hit by a pitch is incredible. That's his 10th of the season, which ties him for the minor league baseball lead. He led the minors in hit by pitches with 49 last year. Second most was 32. I mean, it was
incredible how much he got hit by a pitch last year. So his 10th already this season.
Here's Michael De La Cruz. The first offering for De La Cruz sends it back to the net. It's 0-1. But for Ripken Reyes, he's used to it by now being hit by pitches. But, you know, you can't love that. But the one time you'll take that is with a breaking ball in an 0-2 count that just grazes the shoulder. So he's aboard with two gone. Reyes 6-for-8 stealing bases this year. See if he's moving. 0-1 to De La Cruz on its way. Take it. Just a miss downstairs. Change up from Garcia. Ran a bit down and away. Ball and a strike on the left-handed hitter. Garcia comes set and delivers. Swing and a miss. Back pick from Hicks down to first. A nice play by Hatcher to dig it out of the dirt. Ray is safe over there at first base, but he could have been taking off towards second if Hatcher hadn't dug that out of the dirt. The pitch, this one ripped to deep right field. Long run for Mateo. He's looking up, and it is gone. A two-run homer for Michael De La Cruz, and the Missions lead this one 2-0. And that is tough to swallow for Ryan Garcia. He was one strike away from getting out of the inning, and he lost control of a sweeper that, in an 0-2 count, that glanced Ripken Reyes, and then De La Cruz pours on the two-run homer.
On a two-strike count as well, and that hurts, just like you said. On a day like today, the ball is going to carry, and that one carried on out of here.
It got out of here in a hurry. 2-0 Missions here in the top of the third. First pitch to Castagnon. He sends it into the crowd. You can generally hear when it's headed towards the crowd. You'll hear a group of kids generally. I don't know if it's screaming out of concern or if it's screaming out of excitement that I may get this baseball. Garcia delivers the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Went to the changeup. Castagnon was well out in front of it. So another 0-2 count for the right-hander on the mound for the Rough Riders.
I think the concern you're hearing is me screaming in concern, hoping that everyone's looking.
Yes.
That's the scariest thing about education day, is hoping that no one gets smoked.
The 0-2 taken and just ran a bit downstairs. Back to the changeup, did Garcia. Zach, you're exactly right. So much fun to have the ballpark full of kids, but hopefully paying attention. The pitch is squibbed off the end of the bat right down the first base line, and it'll twirl into foul ground. Hatcher fields it in foul territory, and Castagnon stays alive at 1-2. Castagnon singled back in the first inning. He was a pain in the side for the Rough Riders last year as he watches down and away, evens the count at 2-2. Last year against Frisco, 8-for-21 for Marcus Castagnon. That's a .381 average, and he raised it today. It's 1-for-1 with a single. He watches and called strike three. Garcia strikes out the side. But a hit-by-pitch and a two-run blast by Michael De La Cruz starts the scoring in this one. Two runs for the Missions in the frame on just one hit. No errors and nobody left aboard. The Missions lead it 2-0. Rough Riders to the plate. It's Mateo, Strom, and Hicks when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-4444. 800-800-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's Daniel Mateo to get things going for the Rough Riders, trailing 2-0 in the home half of the third. And a first pitch strike cruises across the plate. Daniel Mateo takes 0-1. Probretti and deals, and Mateo shoots it the other way. It's in and out of the glove of Valenzuela at first base. Mateo racing down the line, and he beats it out. Mateo runs well. The first baseman, Valenzuela, had it pop in and out of his glove on a play that generally he would have been able to take straight to the bag for the out. So Austin Krobe was a bit late getting to the bag, and Daniel Mateo is aboard. Still looking for his first double-A hit, as that one ruled an error on the first baseman. Here's the top of the card for the Rough Riders. Lefty kicks and deals to Strom. Watches called strike one, 0-1. Strom singled his last time up. That made it 15 consecutive games for Kellen Strom that he's reached base. Lefty delivers. Pitch runs just a bit inside, a fastball at 90 miles an hour. Strom pulls even at a ball and a strike. Daniel Mateo, always a threat to steal bases over there at first base. Lefty looks that way, kicks and delivers. Strom rips it to center field on a line. It's in for a base hit. The Rough Riders have their first two aboard here in the home half of the third inning. Mateo goes to second. Strom there at first. After his second single of the day, Strom is set. He's good for about a hit a day. Well, today, through two at-bats, he's got a pair of them. Liam Hicks, who singled his last time up. Rough Riders got the first three aboard in the first inning, but a fielder's choice and a 4-6-3 double play got Krobe out of it. Kicks and deals to the lefty, and Liam Hicks called a strike. Fastball caught the outer edge. 0-1. Liam Hicks back in the lineup. 1-for-1 today after enjoying off day on Sunday in Corpus Christi, and he waves and misses on a breaking ball. It's 0-2. Hicks will step out, rub his hands together, get a good grip on the bat. Have to shorten up. Grobe looking for his first strikeout here. The runners go, and it's fouled back out of play. Strom at first base was watching Mateo, and Mateo got a tremendous jump. For Hicks, a pitch inside the strike zone. You know you're going to have to swing. But had that pitch been out of the strike zone and Hicks decided to take, likely would have been a couple stolen bases. Hicks hits this one right to the second baseman, Castagnon, on to Ditter at second for one. Back to first. It's a double play. 4-6-3 double play. The second rolled for Austin Krobe today. Mateo goes to third. What's been an issue for the Rough Riders this year is the ground ball double plays. Grounded into quite a few of them.
Funny thing for Krobe, too, he is a good ground ball pitcher, but he came in with just one double play on the season. He's got two today.
He certainly needed it. Here's Aaron Zavala. He watches a fastball up and in for ball one. So Kellen Strom taking off the base paths on the 4-6-3 double play by Liam Hicks. Aaron Zavala batting, trying to cut this lead. 2-0 San Antonio, and Zavala flies it the other way. A blooper, and it's down.
Mateo scores from third, and the Rough Riders are on the board. RBI single for Aaron Zavala. It's 2-1 Missions. Nice, easy swing from the left-handed hitter. Just looped it over the shortstop's head, and it fell in. Rough Riders are on the board here in the third. That's something that manager Carlos Cardoza has talked about, is the bounce-back sort of innings, where when the other team scores, can we respond? And the Rough Riders have done that really well this year. So now Hatcher will face Krobe, and Krobe looks over to first. Zavala back in, standing up. Josh Hatcher went 6-for-18 on the road trip in Corpus Christi. Worked a couple of walks, also had a triple. 0-for-1 today as he watches a breaking ball called a strike. Aaron Zavala brought in all the RBIs last week as he runs the pitch home. Big swing and a miss by Hatcher. The throw is in time and the tag applied. Aaron Zavala caught stealing. Zavala now 4-for-6 swiping bags and the inning comes to a close. While the Rough Riders get one run on a pair of hits and an error, nobody left after Zavala was caught stealing. It'll be Hatcher due up next time the Rough Riders come to the dish. We head to the top of the fourth. Rough Riders trailing to the Missions 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Brian Garcia back out there for the top of the fourth. Rough Riders trailing to the Missions 2-1. First offering to Cummings is ripped into right field, but playable for Mateo. He takes a couple steps in and then glides backwards a couple of steps to make the play. One pitch, one out for Ryan Garcia to open this fourth inning. The number 11 prospect for the Padres and Brandon Valenzuela will toe the box for the second time. Valenzuela grounded out back to Garcia. Lead off the second inning. Now with one away in the fourth. Called strike on the sweeper from Garcia. That's 0-1. The 0-1 on its way, and Valenzuela shoots it the other way into the crowd. Garcia back ahead 0-2. But Garcia has done a really good job of jumping ahead of batters. It's been about putting them away, and he's picked up strikeouts, but last inning, the damage done with a lot of two-strike counts, a hit by a pitch, and then the two-run homer. The 0-2 taken and just missed a bit downstairs. There was the changeup from Garcia, ball and two strikes now. Garcia struck out the side in the third. He's got six strikeouts as he delivers down and away with a fastball. Evens the count at two balls and two strikes. The pitch, 2-2, runs a bit outside from 0-2 to 3-2. And the battle between the right-hander Ryan Garcia and the left-handed bat Brandon Valenzuela. Payoff pitch on its way. Foul back over the netting behind the plate. And into the concourse. Count remains 3-2. Garcia went with an elevated fastball. Put it in a good spot right at the top of the strike zone. Valenzuela was able to just get a piece of it. Righty kicks into him and misses upstairs. He lost it. Valenzuela found himself behind. Nothing in two. Worked the count to full and earns a one-out walk. First walk of the day issued by Ryan Garcia. He did issue a free pass via the hit-by-pitch in that third inning. So in steps Robert Perez Jr., center fielder today for San Antonio. He watches a first-pitch changeup called a strike. Valenzuela not all that much of a threat to run there at first base. 0-for-1 on the year. Righty kicks and deals. And it didn't miss by much. He went to the fastball. Home plate umpire Sean Sparling said just a bit downstairs. Our track man has to agree. It didn't miss by all that much. But the right call. Evens the count at 1-1. The pitch home, and Garcia misses a bit inside to the right-handed hitter. Went to the changeup. Perez, a guy that the Rough Riders have seen over the past couple of seasons as he watches a called strike that time. A fastball caught the inner edge of the strike zone. Perez coming into today, a 204 hitter against the Rough Riders. That's 10-for-49. Now 10-for-50 with a strikeout last time. He hits this one hard, deep to center field. Back goes Strom. He's at the track, and he makes the play. Bounces off the wall and fires in. Valenzuela not tagging at first base. Strom got a good jump on it. And Perez gave it a ride, but nothing to show. Took Strom all the way back to the deepest part of this ballpark. Caught it a step in front of the wall that reads 409 in dead center field. But nothing more than a long out. It's out number two. Rough Riders still trailing 2-1 with two gone in this fourth. First offering to Ditter. It's called a strike. A fastball at 92. Right across the letters. Ditter popped out to the second baseman Rodriguez his last time up. And he swings and misses. And a pitch on the outer edge. And it's 0-2. Garcia yet again ahead, 0-2. The pitch, taken, called strike three. Ryan Garcia has struck out at least one Missions hitter in all four frames. He's got 7 to his name here through four innings. No runs on no hits, no errors. One left aboard the base paths for the Missions. We turn things over to the home half of the fourth, where it's the 4-5-6 batters two up for the Rough Riders, trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7:05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher will lead things off for the Rough Riders against Austin Crowe here in the bottom of the fourth. Hatcher was at the dish to end that third inning when Zavala was caught stealing. The final out. Rough Riders did get a run. Cut the lead in half, 2-1. The pitch ripped down the first base line and foul. Josh Hatcher had himself a pretty solid week on the road. 6-for-18. Picked up a triple, worked a pair of walks, also scored 3 runs for the Rough Riders as they took 5 of 6 games from Corpus Christi, the Astros affiliate. Lefty rocks and deals. Here comes the 0-1. Swinging in a foul ball. Just caught the right foot of the home plate umpire, Sean Sparling. Catcher De La Cruz looks back, makes sure he's okay. Sparling says, I'm good to go. Just caught a piece of the foot there. Probe, ready with the 0-2. Still looking for his first strikeout today. Kicks and deals. Flied high on the left side, but it'll work its way out of play into the crowd. It remains 0-2 on the left-handed hitting first baseman. Josh Hatcher has had himself quite the start to the year. So takes a breaking ball well outside, ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher leads the team in average as pitch gets away. They peel down, and they say Hatcher was able to hold up the swing. Missed well up and in, and it popped in and out of the glove of the catcher, De La Cruz. Hatcher's worked the count to even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders have gotten the leadoff man aboard in 2 of the first 3 innings against Crow. But only 1 run to show for it as Hatcher chops this on the ground right at the second baseman, Castagnon, and he'll lightly toss to the first baseman, Valenzuela. There's 1 down. Rough Riders had the bases loaded in the first inning, couldn't come up with any runs. They went down in order with 3 groundouts against Crowe in the second. They were able to get 1 across on a pair of base hits in the third. Here's Max Acosta with 1 away. In this fourth inning, he watches the pitch, a changeup well outside of the right-handed hitter. And it's 1-0. Crowe ready, kicks and deals, and Acosta hits it softly towards the Rough Riders dugout, and it enters on the backside of that Rough Riders dugout and evens the count at 1-1. The pitch just missed outside. It was the breaking ball from the left-hander. And Acosta in control, 2 balls and a strike. Lefty kicks and deals. Swinging in a drive on the ground right at the third baseman, Reyes. He gloves it and fires on to first. Back-to-back groundouts for the Rough Riders, and there's 2 away. That brings up Caber Rodriguez. He bounced out to the second baseman his last time up.
Luke. Crowe has retired 11 Rough Riders now with the 2 outs in the fourth inning.
The pitch. Swing and a miss by Rodriguez.
It's 10 outs on the ground and 1 caught stealing. Ground ball pitcher to the max.
A wild number there. The pitch. Lefty misses outside. Evens the count 1-1 with Caber Rodriguez. A lot of ground balls. Seems like anything elevated has just fallen in for base hits. The 1-1. Rodriguez swings and misses. Back at the breaking ball. And he's behind 1-2.
Talking to Ryan Tuntlin, the Rough Riders hitting coach, before the game, he said, if Crowe has success, we're swinging at a lot of sinkers down. And that's what Rough Riders are doing right now.
That explains the ground balls. The 1-2 from Crow. Rodriguez is able to hold back on a pitch that missed outside. Two balls and two strikes with two gone. Rough Riders trailing 2-1 here in this home half of the fourth. The pitch swinging a dribbler, but it bounced off the foot of Rodriguez. A foul ball. Came up limping. Mentioned on the road, Rodriguez added some new protection on that left shin. Bright yellow with red straps. Protecting just that. Also has the elbow guard that's bright yellow to match. But that one hit right off the top of the foot. No protection there. That's the way it rolls. Rodriguez walks it off. He's back in the box facing a 2-2 count. Krobe looking for his first strikeout. Lefty deals. Taken and got him looking. Went with the fastball. Just caught the inner edge at the top of the strike zone. It's a 1-2-3 fourth inning for Austin Krobe, featuring his first strikeout of the day. We'll turn things over to the top of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. The Riders trailing the Missions 2-1. And when we return, Zach Bigley will take the play-by-play when we come back.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Our morning game shifts to early afternoon as we welcome you to the top of the fifth inning. Ryan Garcia deals home to Zach Rex to start the frame. It's low off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. 2-1. San Antonio leads the Rough Riders in this series opener on a gorgeous day. 81 degrees and sun shining up above. 1-0 Taz. Swing and a miss. With a changeup down low. One ball and one strike. San Antonio, two runs on two hits and an error. The Rough Riders, one run on four hits and no errors. 1-1 pitch. Inside edge with a called strike with another changeup, and it's 1-2. Garcia has seen that pitch count elevated just a little bit. He came in with 70 pitches into this inning. Now working on 73. Seven strikeouts, a new season high. Two away from his career high. Tucks the glove under his left arm, looking in for his sign. Hicks gives it to him. And the right-hander rocks back into his wind. The 1-2. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's one ball and two strikes. He's struck out at least one in every single inning so far. Ended the fourth inning with a backwards K. Just one walk and one hit by pitch, but that hit by pitch very costly. Allowing a runner to get aboard with two down before the two-run De La Cruz homer. The pitch. Outside corner, strike three called. Ryan Garcia sits down his eighth. And there's one away in the fifth. Boy, has he looked good today. That time the cutter right on the outside edge, back door at the knees. A one down in the fifth inning. And here's Jared Dale. Nine-hole hitter from the right side. Garcia looks in. He rocks back and fires home. Swinging a ground ball on one hop to short. Acosta's got it. Slings its sidearm to first and gets him to away. Well, if you're not going to pick up a strikeout, a one-pitch out is the best way to do it. And top of the order now on Ripken Reyes. 2-1 San Antonio, top of the fifth. 76 pitches for the right-hander now, and he'll more than likely finish this inning. He's about on a 90-pitch count today. He rocks in. A strike on the outside edge to Reyes, and it's 0-1. Reyes crowds the plate. Tied for the minor league lead in hit by pitches now. The 0-1. Swinging a lofted fly ball into shallow left field. Cepeda racing on. He can't get there. It lands in a base hit. Reyes parachutes a single into left. That brings Michael De La Cruz up. This is a little bit deja vu from what we saw in the third inning when Garcia retired Rex and Dale. Reyes got aboard, and then De La Cruz hit a two-run homer in the third. Now De La Cruz hits with a runner at first and two down, 2-1 San Antonio. Garcia readies, and Reyes going towards second. The throw, not in time. Well, Garcia spun around towards second base as if he was going to throw there and then looked over to first, and Reyes was well off the bag. If he would have thrown to first initially, he would have gotten him, but that's a tough ask for Garcia. So Reyes remains at first base. Garcia holds, fires outside. Misses with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Reyes is 6-for-8 in steals this year. We're talking a little bit about Reyes' hit-by-pitch numbers. 49 led all of minor league baseball last year. 1-0. Just outside. Two balls, no strikes, missing with a cutter. If you were to take away all of his hit-by-pitches, his on-base percentage dwindled. He had a .408 on-base percentage, which was really, really good. The offering comes in a bit outside. And it's three balls and no strikes, missing with a fastball. His .408 on-base percentage, taking away his 49 hit-by-pitches, drops almost 80 points. The offering is a strike right down the heart of the plate with a heater, and it's 3-1. From .408 to .336. It was a conversation that Liam Hicks first brought up last year. He's now the Rough Riders catcher. There's the stretch and the 3-1 pitch to De La Cruz. Garcia, before that, throws over to first, chasing Reyes back in safely. Hicks was almost astonished looking at his hit-by-pitch numbers, just as pretty much everyone else was. I mean, 49 hit-by-pitches, the second most in the minors had 32. The offering is chopped to the ground, softly to first. Hatcher's got it chest high, takes to the pillow himself, and he retires the side here in the fifth inning. No runs a hit, no errors, a runner left stranded. It's still 2-1 San Antonio as we move to the bottom of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the last of the fifth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Happy to have you along. Bottom third of the order, due up for the Rough Riders. Franer Chavez, Jesus Cepeda, and Daniel Mateo against Austin Krobe. He was working on 55 pitches through four innings, just surrendering one unearned run. Left-hander winds and deals. It's just low and inside, one ball and no strikes. Krobe, who grew up in Iowa, originally attended Kirkwood Community College in Iowa. The 1-0. Check swing and a pitch low, and he did not go around, 2-0. He's very under-recruited as a high school player, but just one season at Kirkwood, and he caught the eyes of TCU. 2-0. Top of the zone, a strike, 2-1. Pitched at TCU for 3 years, starting in 2020, so really just 2.5. 2-1 pitch. That sits at the top of the zone, a called strike, 2-2. Chavez calls time and steps out, not happy too much with the call. He was primarily a reliever during his time at Kirkwood Community College and then his first season with TCU, but broke into their starting rotation in 2021. 2-2 pitch slips inside. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes, and so he caught a lot of eyes of scouts. But he wasn't drafted quite yet. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a soft floater into shallow center field. Perez coming on. He's there to make the two-handed grab above his ball cap. One away. Jesus Cepeda now. Riders trailing 2-1 in the last of the fifth. Krobe had a worse COVID sophomore season than he did a COVID freshman season in 2021, numbers-wise, but still was drafted 12th in the 12th round in 2022 by the Padres. The offering, Cepeda shows bunt, pulls back and takes outside, a ball and no strikes. On the Rough Riders, 8-hole hitting left fielder. He's been making his way up through the system and had a wonderful season last year in 2023. The 1-0 fits on the outside corner, a strike. 1-1. Splitting time between low A Lake Elsinore and high A Fort Wayne, he ended with a 2.72 ERA across 21 starts. He nods here at the sign of the 1-1. Swinging a soft roller to third. Reyes vacuums it in. A sidearm toss across the diamond gets Cepeda, and there are two away. Daniel Mateo steps in now. Rough Riders a 2-1 deficit in this bottom of the fifth. Krobe threw 109 innings last year with 124 strikeouts, but even though he's been really good in this start today, Double A's been a struggle for him to begin the season. First pitch to Mateo. Swing and a miss from the 9-hole hitter, and it's 0-1. Mateo reached on an error back in the third inning and still the only Rough Rider to score today. Krobe, the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball to the right side. A diving stop. Castagnon to his knees. He throws to first, and it's just in time. Valenzuela diving to his right-hand side, keeping the right foot on the bag, and they get Mateo. Wow, what a play. Side retired in the fifth inning. Two more ground ball outs for Krobe. Riders trail 2-1 to the top of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes 4 tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders down 2-1 to the top of the sixth inning from Riders Field. Marcos Castagnon leading things off in the three spot of the order. Cole Cummings to follow, and then Brandon Valenzuela. Ryan Garcia back out for his sixth inning of work. If he records all three outs in this inning, it'll be a new season high for him. He rocks back, deals to Castagnon. Low, and it's one ball and no strikes. There is action in the Rough Riders bullpen. Steven Jennings has started to throw. So we'll see how long the leash is for Garcia with 84 pitches now. The 1-0. Swing and a miss out in front of the change, and it's 1-1. Castagnon made a phenomenal diving play at second base to end the fifth. And he singled back in the first inning. He's still trying to figure out his offensive game a little bit this year. Here's the windback from Garcia. The 1-1. Check swing on a pitch below the zone. They appeal and he went. And it's one ball and two strikes. This whole San Antonio team in general is a much different team at home and on the road. We talked a little bit about Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium, their home ballpark, and how pitcher-friendly it is. The 1-2 on the way. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Ryan Garcia ties his career high with his ninth strikeout. One away in the sixth. That one a perfect cutter on the outside edge. Garcia picking up the ninth strikeout, tying his career high with the game back on June 29, 2023 at San Antonio. And Liam Hicks goes out and will have a chat with Garcia. Well, this San Antonio team is last in the league in OPS at home, but they're fifth in road OPS this season. Similarly, with the pitcher-friendly nature of the Wolf, they are first in home ERA and sixth in road ERA. Long conversation between Garcia and Hicks out of the mound, and it looks like they've figured it out, or at least close to it. Sean Sparling, our home plate umpire, walking out towards the hill and ready to break things up. Hicks is good to go now. Nine strikeouts for Garcia. Garcia very familiar with these missions. It's his seventh career start against San Antonio. Made six starts against him last year. And time called. Here comes Carlos Cardoza. That's it for Ryan Garcia. So the conversation on the mound was to make sure that Steven Jennings had enough time to warm up, and he is now good to go. What a start from Ryan Garcia. He ties his career high with nine strikeouts across five and a third, and he is done as the Rough Riders trail 2-1 in this top of the sixth inning. I want to introduce you to Steven Jennings on the other side of this break. We step aside on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Steven Jennings, the new Rough Riders pitcher in this top of the sixth inning. One down, base is clear. Riders trail 2-1. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Ryan Garcia, fantastic. 9 strikeouts, tying a new career high in 5 1/3 innings. Steven Jennings ready to go now, and the first pitch to Cole Cummings is a strike over the heart of the plate. It's 0-1. Final line for Ryan Garcia. He allowed his 2 runs, both earned over 5 1/3 on 3 hits. 0-1 offering to Cummings. Low and away, and it's 1-1. He walked 1 and struck out those 9. So now Steven Jennings, who's gone 3 consecutive outings of exactly 2 scoreless innings. He readies and brings it. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider down and in. 1-2. In fact, he's just allowed 1 run over his last 7 outings. He allowed 3 on April 10th and 1 on April 5th. And since then, just the solo tally on April 21st. He's been really good. 1-2. Breaking ball, soft roller foul up the first baseline as it hit off of Cummings' foot. It's 1-2 still. Steven Jennings has really become reliable in the back end of this bullpen. 3.65 ERA for him. Over 12 1/3 innings, 15 strikeouts. Pull side shift on the infield for Cummings. 1-2 is fouled away back behind home, and it's still 1-2. So now we go to this Rough Riders bullpen. The bullpen has been a strong suit for the Rough Riders in the last few games. Here's the stretch. 1-2. Swinging a line drive, hooked into right field. It falls in, a base hit. And Cole Cummings singles to lead things off against Jennings with 1 in the sixth. Brandon Valenzuela bats now. He walked back in the fourth. This Rough Riders bullpen has allowed just 4 runs over their last 6 games. They have a 1.66 ERA during that stretch. It was last week against Corpus Christi. First pitch to Valenzuela. Swinging a line drive, hit foul, left side into the Rough Riders dug out, and it's 0-1. Frisco trailing 2-1 in this top of the sixth inning. Steven Jennings has been a big part of that bullpen success recently for the Rough Riders. They'd got off to such a tough start at the beginning of the season, but has rebounded very well. Fifth in the league right now with a 3.87 ERA as a bullpen. Jennings readies and throws over to first, not in time. At the very beginning of the season, the bullpen and the starting staff, or the whole pitching staff, all-encompassing, struggled with command, and they still lead the league in walks as a pitching staff. San Antonio is the best in the league at not allowing walks. The pitch. Fouled away to the left side. It's 0-2. But those overall numbers are really bad because of the first few weeks of the season. They've been much better over the last couple weeks. And in general, if you walk fewer batters, you're going to give up fewer runs. And that's what we've seen out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Frisco has won 8 of their last 10 and 5-6 in Corpus last week. 0-2 to Valenzuela. Swinging a chopper foul right side into the dugout. Home of San Antonio this week. 0-2. That single for Cummings, who's at first base, was the 4th hit for San Antonio today. He takes his lead from first. 3-for-3 in stolen bases this year. The pitch. Swinging a drive out to right center field. Hanging up in the air from Mateo. It's Strom who cuts across from center. Calls him off. Makes the catch. Two away. Runner at first. And here's Robert Perez Jr. playing the top of the sixth. Perez 0-for-2. Two-one, San Antonio. All three combined runs coming in the third inning. Two-run homer, Michael De La Cruz for the Missions, and the Rough Riders scoring a run on an Aaron Zavala RBI single. Offering into Perez, we'll have to wait. A quick throw over to first. Cummings back in safely on his belly. Perez flying out to the warning track in center in the fourth on a ball that was hit 108 miles an hour off the bat. But he chose the deepest part of the ballpark to hit it to. The offering on the outside corner. Right at the knees, a strike with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1. Jennings' fastball has natural cutting action to it. That one just caught the bottom of the zone. He readies and fires. Swinging a high fly ball out to deep left field. Cepeda, he's at the warning track. He's under it, and he makes the grab right at the fence. Nice catch from Jesus Cepeda. Made it look easy, drifting back to the wall. And Steven Jennings is done in the sixth inning. Pair of fly ball outs after the single. No runs a hit, no errors, a runner left on. It's 2-1. Riders trail into the bottom of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the sixth inning, and Austin Krobe is back out for another inning. He faces the top of the Rough Riders order. Briscoe trailing 2-1. Krobe has been very efficient in his start today. 66 pitches so far through five innings, just surrendering the one unearned. His season best is 5 1/3, or excuse me, it's five innings. So this would be a season high for the left-hander if he records an out in this sixth. He went seven innings twice last year. Right-handed batter Kellen Strom, first pitch from Krobe. He rocks back and deals. It's down and in with a breaking ball, one ball, no strikes. Strom's 2-for-2 today, an infield single in the first and a single into center in the third. Good to see him start off the homestand with a couple base hits. 1-0, high and tight. Two balls, no strikes. A 15-game on-base streak now for Kellen. Krobe the 2-0. At the bottom of the zone, a called strike with a curve. 2-1. Rough Riders, four hits today. The pitch, chopper foul up the third baseline. It's 2-2. Nothing since the third inning. The Aaron Zavala RBI single producing their only run is their last hit, most recent hit. Since it's six in a row retired by the left-hander, four ground balls, a flyout, and a strikeout. He's retired all but three on the ground today, a caught stealing, a strikeout, and a flyout. Only three he hasn't had on the ground. 2-2. Breaking ball outside. Three balls, two strikes. For Kellen Strom, this is not necessarily the best matchup. He's had a tough time getting the ball in the air so far this season. The pitch, that one's drilled in the air, high and deep to left field. Cummings to the wall, and it's gone! No problem getting it in the air that time. Kellen Strom ties the game in the sixth. Second home run of the season for Kellen Strom. It's a pole-side jack at 106 miles an hour off the bat. 415 feet. And we have a brand new ball game at 2-2 in the sixth inning. Liam Hicks stands in now. First pitch, he bunts up the third baseline, more closer to the hill, Krobe Fields. And he turns and throws him out, one away. A 1-3 on the bunt. Aaron Zavala steps in now. Strom with an absolute missile out to left field for the home run. Here's Aaron Zavala. That gets the kids fired up on Education Day, the homer. Aaron Zavala has reached twice today. RBI single in the third and a walk in the first. The pitch is on the outside edge for a called strike. And it's 0-1. The next offering is outside. It's one ball and one strike. You love to see the home run from Strom and hopefully a start to a power surge for him. The 1-1 is at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2. He hit 10 homers 2 years ago and just five last year. Two already at the beginning here of May. 1-2 on the way. Up high, and it's two balls and two strikes. And Strom is pulling the ball with power. Watch out. That's when he's really dangerous. 2-2 home. Inside. Nearly hits the ball out. It's three balls and two strikes. We have a brand new ball game, tied at two in the bottom of the sixth. The offering in. Swinging a line shot up the middle into center. Second hit today for Aaron Zavala. A soft line drive sneaking its way through, and the Rough Riders are getting to Krobe here with the top of their order. All three hitters at the top have at least one hit, and in fact, every single hit for the Rough Riders today has come from the top third of Kellen Strom, Liam Hicks, and Aaron Zavala, combining for the six knocks, three of them from Strom. If you had to pick a player of the game outside of Garcia, the pitcher who struck out nine, it would have to be Kellen Strom. Three for three with a homer. Josh Hatcher, who's been the hottest hitter all season for the Rough Riders, now standing in. Action out of the Missions bullpen down the right field line as well. Roberson is loosening for them. We'll see if we see Roberson, the right-hander after Hatcher, with a right-hander on deck. Max Acosta. Runner at first, one down. Left-hander pitches. Check swing on a pitch away. They appeal. He went. And it's 0-1. I always love when there's a three-man umpiring crew, when there's a runner at first. The third base umpire shifts to the middle of the diamond. And when the catcher tries to appeal a check swing, they point down to third and there's no one there. The 0-1. Flied out of play left side. It's 0-2. Oh, my gosh. He's gone. Where'd he go?
Zach, what do you think third base coach of the Rough Riders, Carlos Cardozo, would say? I know his answer.
Yeah, if there's no third base umpire, we'll just go with the third base coach. I think that's the rule. 0-2. Swinging a hard grounder right side past Castagnon into right field. Zavala moves up 90 feet to second. Rough Riders have their third hit of the inning. Josh Hatcher singling to right field on an 0-2 pitch. Time called, and that's going to do it for Austin Krogh. Luke Monks, the manager, out of the dugout for the Missions, tied at two in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Rough Riders with three hits against Krogh in the sixth inning, and they end his day on a painful note. He jogs off the mound, and we'll get a look at Roberson coming out of the bullpen down the right field line. We step aside, 2-2 game in the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Pitching change, Josh Roberson out of the bullpen for the San Antonio Missions, tied at two in this last of the sixth inning. Max Acosta due up for the Rough Riders with two aboard and one out. Roberson, the right-hander, replacing Austin Krogh, whose line is still not finalized, as he's still responsible for the two on the base paths. First pitch on the way. Acosta watches low, and it's one ball and no strikes. 27-year-old Roberson out of UNC Wilmington, a native of Winston-Salem, a beautiful area in North Carolina at the base of the Appalachians. The 1-0. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Originally a Marlins draft pick in 2017 in the 12th round. Making his eighth appearance out of the bullpen for the Missions this year, he's been really good. 1-0, a 1-2-3 ERA. The 1-1. Low and outside, it's two balls and one strike. And the Rough Riders would love to tag him, for a couple runs. The big thing for Roberson this year has been the walks. He's walked 7 7⅓. 2-1. A hair outside, it's three balls and one strike. Caber Rodriguez on deck. Acosta 0-2 today. 3-1. Swinging a chopper foul. Third base side, and it's 3-2. The Rough Riders had a lot of missed opportunities early on in this game. And just 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. A couple of those, some ground into double plays. They've rolled into two double plays today. One down, runners at first and second here in the sixth. One run in, tied at two. Payoff pitch to Acosta. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. He strikes out. First strikeout for Roberson, and there are two away. Caber Rodriguez now. Over 2 today with a ground down and a strikeout looking. Tied at 2. Roberson offers. Swinging a ground ball to short. Ditter backhands. He slings it on to first, nearly pulls the first baseman Valenzuela off the bag, but he just keeps his foot on the pillow, side retired. A run for the Riders on three hits, no errors, two left on. We're into the top of the seventh next. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back. We're tied at two on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Stephen Jennings is back out there. Luke Maley with you alongside Zach Bigley. Tied 2-2 ball game here in the top of the seventh. And in steps Ray Patrick Ditter. And a solid play to end the frame for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the sixth. Rough Riders tied it on that solo homer by Kellen Strong. Jennings ready. The righty kicks and deals, and it's fouled back to the screen. 93-mile-an-hour fastball on the outer edge. Ditter today, 0-for-2 with a pop-out and a strikeout. First time he faces Stephen Jennings. The righty deals, and slider runs down and away. Jennings in his first clean inning of work. He came in with one out, and the base is empty in the sixth. Gave up a single and gets a swing and a miss. All in two strikes. He has gone as much as two innings on a few occasions this season. But nothing more than that. He kicks and deals. 1-2, skips in. Evens things at two balls and two strikes. Jennings originally a second-round pick by the Pittsburgh Pirates in 2017, coming out of high school. All right, he delivers. Swing and a miss. He got him. Ditter down on strikes. And there's one gone in this visiting portion of the seventh inning. Stephen Jennings mentioned selected in the second round of 2017 by the Pittsburgh Pirates, then was selected by the New York Yankees in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft back in 2021. Had some success in the Yankees system. Now here with the Rangers, enjoying some success in AA with the Riders. On the year, 1-0 record with a 3.65 ERA. Comes in 12 and a third innings pitch entering today. He's now worked an inning in this one. Inning three outs, the pitch to Rex runs, just catches the strike zone, and it's 0-1. The pitch just missed the outside corner with a fastball there. The first pitch slider. For a strike. Second offering misses outside with a 93-mile-an-hour heater. The other pitch in the arsenal for Stephen Jennings is the changeup. The 1-1. Called a strike. Went back to that slider. Boy, does it have good spin rate on. 3,100 plus spin rate on the slider from Jennings. And he's ahead 1-2 with the left-handed hitting Rex. Runs well outside. Two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders with a left-hander at the dish, playing him to pull. Shortstop Chavez shadowed towards the shortstop. The shortstop Acosta behind the second base bag. This one ripped on the ground on the first base side, but in foul ground. Banged off the first base dugout. Worked its way to Josh Hatcher in foul ground. So 2-2 again, and Jennings will step up. Got a little bit of the wave going on here at Riders Field. Section just down below us, trying to get it started. The 2-2 hit well up the middle on a backhand. It's the shortstop Acosta. He throws a bouncing ball to first in time. What a play by Maximo Acosta. He had to bounce it in as he was shadowed behind the second base bag, fielded it right about where the shortstop generally would play, and on a backhand, bounced it to first base. Hatcher dug it out just in time to retire Zach Rex, and there are two away. What a play by the Rough Riders defense. That brings up Jared Dale, who's 0-2 today with a strikeout and a ground out to short. The Rough Riders with a righty up, readjust their defense to play pretty straight up. First pitch from Jennings, a fastball misses just a bit down and away. 94 on the radar gun. Jennings kicks and deals. Breaking ball, there's the slider, called a strike. Dale thought about pulling the trigger. Left it alone, and it was right over the heart of the plate. Right-handed hitter, that thing looks like it's going to hit you and then breaks into the zone. Jennings went back to it and missed downstairs. Two balls and a strike on the right-handed hitting DH today for the Missions. Righty comes set with a shoulder square to third base. Delivers, and this one popped up, and it'll twirl its way out of play behind home plate. Two balls and two strikes. Action in the Rough Riders pen going on. So I have to assume that this is likely the last frame of work for Steven Jennings, and that would be on par with what he's done this year. Oftentimes going two innings when he gets a clean inning to start, as this one tapped out in front of the plate. Foul. Just caught a piece of that left leg. Jared Dale at the plate. For Jennings, if he comes on to start an inning, generally you see him go two full frames of work. It's been the theme. And then if he comes on in the middle of an inning, he'll finish that one out and have a fresh inning to work with following that, depending upon how that first frame works. 2-2 runs down and away. Hicks had to dig it out of the dirt behind the plate. And Jared Dale has worked a full count against the Rough Riders righty. Jennings set, glove at the chin, delivers, swing and a soft grounder towards third base. The third baseman Chavez cuts it off and fires it to first. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Steven Jennings. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll turn the page to the bottom of the frame, bottom of the seventh. Coming up, the Riders tied 2-2 with the Missions.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Franmer Chavez gets things going for the Rough Riders. Well, bat from the left side against the right-handed hurler. It is Josh Roberson. Came on in relief in the last frame, and Chavez takes a 95-mile-an-hour fastball and sends it back to the screen. 0-1. Pitch, breaking ball, called a strike, and Chavez falls behind 0-2. Chavez today 0-2 with a flyout and a groundout. Trying to get this seventh inning started for the Riders, and he cuts through a fastball. Strike three. Three-pitch strikeout for Roberson. Just the third strikeout for the Rough Riders offense today. And Hazel Cepeda will dig in. Cepeda 0-2. Pitch home. Just missed the outside corner. 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Roberson that time. 1-0. Well, attendance just announced for the Rough Riders today. 11,495 on hand for this Tuesday afternoon game. Pitch, and Cepeda gives this one a drive to deep left center field. Perez Jr. ranging over, and it is gone! Hazel Cepeda gives the Riders the lead with his first homer of the year. The Riders have homered in back-to-back innings. Kellen Strom tied it in the sixth, and Cepeda gives Rough Riders the lead here in the seventh. From the reaction, the center fielder Perez was ranging that way, and it almost seemed like he thought he was going to have a play on it. It didn't get out by much, but it registered at 4:03. 1:05 off the bat for Hazel Cepeda in his first homer as a Rough Rider. Now Mateo digs in and cuts through a first pitch fastball. It's 0-1. How about it for Hazel Cepeda? They've been trying to find that power swing, and there it is. Rough Riders lead at 3-2 as Roberson skips in a breaking ball. Mateo pulls the even, at ball and a strike. Top of the Rough Riders lineup looms, and Kellen Strom. They'll get a crack this inning. Righty kicks and deals. Missed just a bit inside with the breaking ball. Mentioned that 11,495 in attendance today. That's the second largest education day in Rough Riders history. Righty, 2-1 is cut on and missed. 95-mile-an-hour fastball evens the count at 2-2. Ready with the 2-2. Mateo awaits, swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. A couple of strikeouts and a home run in between. And it's the top of the order for the Rough Riders, Kellen Strom. Also marks the second largest day game crowd for the Rough Riders. Called a strike. Fastball right at the knees. Right-handed hitting Kellen Strom behind 0-1. Strom's had himself a day. His homer tied it in the sixth inning. He's 3-for-3 with a pair of singles in that homer. The 0-1, he checked his swing, and it skips in. They peel down to first. Trevor Matthews, our first base umpire today, says Strom didn't operate. 1-1. Righty do. Strom takes just a bit downstairs. 2-1. A 2-1 on its way, and Strom chops it left side, and it's through for a base hit. A four-hit game for Kellen Strom. He's aboard with two gone here in this home half of the seventh. Wow, Kellen Strom seeing the ball well today. For Kellen Strom, it matches a career high in hits for a game with four. The fourth time he's done it, most recent coming in September of last season. He stands at first base. Hicks digs in. It's just missed the outside corner, and Hicks jumps ahead. Ball and no strikes. Liam Hicks today singled back in the first. Bounced into a double play in that third inning. And then laid down a bunt his last time up. He wraps the bat pointed down behind his back. He rips this one. A one-hopper right at the second baseman, Castagnon, who gloves it and fires to first in time. The seventh inning is come and gone, but the Rough Riders take the lead. One run on two hits, no errors, and one stranded. It was Kellen Strom with his fourth hit of the day. But Heysel Cepeda's first homer as a Rough Rider gives the Rough Riders a 3-2 advantage. We head to the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth. You're on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Rough Riders leading at 3-2. Top of the eighth inning. It's Seth Clark, the left-hander, who comes on for the Rough Riders. Ripken Reyes squares to bunt, pulls back for a called strike. 0-1. Went to the fastball, did Seth Clark. Clark on the air, 1-0 with a 1.59 ERA. Lefty delivers. Misses a bit upstairs, even the count at 1-1. In 11 and a third innings, Clark has racked up 14 strikeouts. It was 11 and a third, coming over nine games. As this one's kind of high, but it'll twist its way out of play. 1-2. Steven Jennings came on in relief of Ryan Garcia and pitched really well. Jennings goes 1-2-thirds as Reyes steps out of the box. One and two-thirds for Jennings. He gives up just one hit, no runs. No walks issued. And picked up a strikeout. Clark delivers, and it's fouled out of play. Count remains a ball and two strikes. Ripken Reyes today. One for two. Was also hit by a pitch and scored a run on that two-run homer. The pitch fouled back again over the netting and into the crowd. 94-mile-an-hour fastball from the left-hander. Outer third of the plate. Reyes continues to spoil those borderline pitches. Delivery, and this one sent into the crowd again. We're over the first base dugout this time. 95 on the radar gun from Seth Clark. Clark ready. The 1-2. Misses high and pops in and out of the glove of Liam Hicks. Ripken Reyes will await pitch number 8 of the at-bat. Reyes at the top of the card for San Antonio. Trail it 3-2. The 2-2. Breaking ball in on the hands, and Reyes hit again. Got him on the hand, and that one has got him shaken up a bit. He's walking towards the first base dugout. The Mission's trainer will check on him. David Bryan, the athletic trainer, and oh boy, Reyes will take a knee. And we talked about how often it is that Ripken Reyes is hit by pitches. The second time today. Last year was hit more than anybody else. On pace for it again this year. That's the 11th time this year. Reyes yet to make it to first base. He's trying to walk things off, holding that left wrist. Breaking ball that got away from Clark in a 2-2 count. The athletic trainer, David Bryan, back to the dugout. Third base coach and manager for the Missions, Luke Mons, trots back to third. And Reyes will stay in the ballgame at first base. Mentioned earlier when Reyes was hit by a pitch, it was with a breaking ball, and it just grazed the shoulder in a two-strike count. This time, it squared him up in the wrist. Not a great place to be hit. First pitch to De La Cruz, who squares to bunt, and he offers at it, but unable to make contact. 0-1. Hicks popped up and was ready to fire a back pick behind Reyes there at first base, but didn't offer down there. Lefty goes to first, and Reyes back in standing up. Leadoff man aboard here in a 3-2 ball game. Top of the eighth inning, nobody out. Reyes is a threat to run. 6 of 8 on the year, swiping bags. After being hit by a pitch, they'll leave him be at first. This one skied high into center field. Long run for Strom, who ranges into the alleyway and makes a nice grab. Good-looking catch from Kellen Strom. That keeps Ripken Reyes at first base. Ball kept carrying on the Rough Riders center fielder into that right center alley. He was able to range over to his left and make a nice play. So one gone here in the eighth. Reyes stands at first. Here's Marcus Castagnon, 13th-ranked prospect for the Padres. And a first pitch changeup is called a strike. 0-1. Castagnon, a single and a pair of strikeouts today. He asks for time. May have gotten something in his eye. Castagnon wearing a half face mask protector. Clear. Covers down to the nose. Looked like maybe something fogged up or got on the inside of it. He wanted to clear it. He faces an 0-1. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Clark blew the fastball by him. 94. And it's 0-2. The 0-2. Fouled off. Out of play off to the right side. San Antonio struck for two in the top of the third inning against Ryan Garcia, and that was about all that Ryan Garcia allowed. He only gave up three hits, but the big one was the two-run homer as this one tapped on the ground softly towards the third baseline. Chavez throws across his body high, and Hatcher unable to apply the tag. Hatcher had to leap at first base to make the catch. He was awfully close at applying the tag. But our first base umpire, Trevor Matthews, says he wasn't able to tag him. Look at the replay. It's softly to third. Chavez had to throw across his body and delivered high. Hatcher reached up. It looked like he got him on the shoulder. Awfully close. Tough call to make in real time as Clark offers home to Cole Cummings and misses outside. So there are two aboard. They do give a single to Castillo. It's a tough play for Franier Chavez at third base to make. Lefty delivers. Misses well outside. Yet again, it's two balls and no strikes. That was the slider from Seth Clark on back-to-back pitches that ran down and away to the left-handed hitting left fielder. So Ripken Reyes at second. He was hit by a pitch. And the delivery home is called a strike. Went back to the fastball. Found the strike zone. Two balls and a strike with one gone and two aboard the base paths. Rough Riders clinging to a 3-2 advantage here in the top of the eighth inning. Lefty comes set, kicks and delivers, and it's fouled back to the screen. He pulls even at two balls and two strikes. Seth Clark went undrafted in 2022 out of Georgia State and signed following the draft. The pitch. Slapped into left center field. It's down for a hit. Cepeda ranges over. Here comes Ripken Reyes. The throw goes to third. He'll score standing up. An RBI single for Cole Cummings. And this game is tied. So the two-strike hit-by-pitch of Ripken Reyes has now come back to bite the Rough Riders pitching staff on two occasions. Twice, Ripken Reyes has faced a two-strike count. He's been hit twice, and he scored following that each time. We'll get a mound visit from Rough Riders pitching coach John Goble. Wants to talk things over with his lefty. There is some action going on in the Rough Riders bullpen, but for the moment, we've got a 3-3 tie with just one out. Seth Clark picked up and out on a flyout. That was on a ball that was hit pretty hard off the bat of Michael De La Cruz. It's first and second for San Antonio after the mound visit with one away. And the five-hole hitting Brandon Valenzuela will dig in. Home plate umpire Sean Sparling out there on the mound to break things up. The Rough Riders' entire infield gathered on the bump. They break. Valenzuela ready to get in the box. A couple of guys stretching out there in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. It's Anthony Ho, P.E. Tuionatoa, who's the only man throwing. Bubble warms. Clark comes home. First pitch. Just missed a little bit inside with the fastball. Right-handed hitting Brandon Valenzuela, the 11th-ranked prospect in the Padres organization. Lefty ready. Kicks and deals. And delivers a called strike at the top of the strike zone. It's the changeup from Seth Clark. Generally don't want to miss with the changeup up, but for Valenzuela, he takes 1-1. Lefty kicks, comes home, and this one just nicked back to the screen. 1-2. Clark went back-to-back changeups there. Castagnon stands at second base. It's Cummings at first base with one away in a tie 3-3 ball game. Here in the top of the eighth inning, Clark trying to get out of a jam. Strikeout would be huge here. The 1-2 runs inside, and it almost got Valenzuela on his back leg, right leg. He had to hop out of the way of it. Fastball at 94, got away from Clark. Evens the count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark peers in, gets his sign, shakes the first, comes set, and he's ready. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Clark got him. Valenzuela down on strikes, and there are two away. A much-needed strikeout for Seth Clark, but that's going to be the end of his day. He will exit. It's likely Anthony Ho P.E. Tuionatoa, and it is. He will trot on, and as he does, we will step aside when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. It's first and second with two gone and a new arm on the hill for the Rough Riders in a 3-3 ball game.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high atop Riders Field. New arm on the mound looking for the final out of this top of the eighth inning, an inning in which the Missions have already scratched across a run to tie things at three apiece. Seth Clark exits. He is responsible for both base runners, tagged with two hits and one run to this point. But as I mentioned, responsible for the guys on the base paths now. So Robert Perez will dig in against the new arm for the Rough Riders, Anthony Ho, P.E. Tuionatoa. The righty comes at his first pitch. Fastball at 94, just misses outside. Right-handed hitting Perez Jr., the center fielder today. Ho, P.E. Tuionatoa attacks with a fastball slider changeup mix. He's been great this year. Bubba kicks and deals. Called a strike, got the fastball over the heart of the plate. 1-1. Anthony Ho, P.E. Tuionatoa, commonly known as Bubba, nickname that he got from all of his family, just calling him Bubba all these years. This one ripped into deep left center field. Long run for Cepeda. He glides over, dives, and he made the grab. Heysel Cepeda's doing it all. A home run for Cepeda in the last inning, and then he takes extra bases and runs away from the Missions. Perez gave it a ride, and Cepeda dove and grabbed it. Wow! Heysel Cepeda keeping the Rough Riders in this ballgame. What a play by the Rough Riders left fielder. One run across in the frame. It could have been worse if not for a highlight reel play by Cepeda in left center field. One run across on a pair of hits. No errors and two stranded in the eighth. We turn things to the home half where it's the 3-4-5 batters for the Rough Riders trying to break a 3-3 tie on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th's 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Aaron Zavala faces an 0-1 count against a new arm on the hill, a left-hander in Sandridge. Sandridge kicks Indians, the 0-1. Called a strike, got the breaking ball, or rather the changeup over the outside corner. 6'5", 220-pound left-handed hurler, Javian Sandridge. Pitch home. Called strike three. Three pitches. Three strikes, and Zavala down looking. First time today that Zavala has been sent back to the dugout. That brings up Josh Hatcher to bat from the left side. Sandridge comes set, delivers, and misses. Just a bit upstairs to the left-handed hitting Hatcher. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Lefty kicks and got away from him. He got Hatcher. It hit him. Hatcher somehow was able to get out of the way mostly. That was one that could have squared him up real bad. Hatcher walks back towards the plate after circling around. That'll increase the heart rate. Takes off all of his gear and he'll head down to first with a hit by pitch. Man, that one was up and in on the left-handed hitter, and Hatcher was lucky to get mostly out of the way of it. Sandridge just lost control with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Just clipped Hatcher. Umpires convening, having a bit of a conversation here. I think in any way that was intentional from Sandridge. They were talking about whether or not it actually hit Josh Hatcher. Luke Montz, the San Antonio manager out there, arguing his case with the home plate umpire, Sean Sparling. He's claiming that Hatcher was able to get out of the way of it. It certainly didn't square up Josh, but it appeared to have grazed him. Our conversation comes to a close. Hatcher over at first base, one out, hit by pitch. Max Acosta digs in. Tie 3-3 ball game. Lefty kicks and delivers. Costa shoots this up the middle. A nice play, but it's through under the glove. First to third goes Hatcher. For a moment there, it looked like the shortstop Ditter had it in his glove. He came up, and it almost seemed like he was trying to glove flip it, but ended up not getting the baseball, and it soared into center field. Maximo Acosta picks up a base hit. First and third for the Riders against Sandridge here.
Tough play to make for the shortstop. Hence the base hit for Acosta. Cabo Rodriguez digs in. He's 0 for 3 with a strikeout today. Fly ball could give the Rough Riders the lead. Lefty comes set. Acosta runs. He squares to bunt. The throw back to third is not in time. They went after Hatcher, who was down the line a bit. Cabo Rodriguez had squared to bunt, and he pulled back. It's a ball and no strikes. Acosta moves up 90 feet, and the double play no longer in order. The Missions are going to pull the infield in here. Originally had the corners a bit in. The middle infield at double play depth, but now that the double play is no longer in order, everybody just real close to the infield grass. Gabriel Rodriguez give the Riders the lead with one swing, and he takes inside. First base unoccupied as Sandridge falls behind 2-0. Lefty comes set. Hatcher at third. Delivery home, and Rodriguez just missed it. 97 mile an hour fastball. He fouled it back to the screen. Three-three ball game. Rough Riders threatening with two in scoring position, with one away here in the home half of the eighth inning. JV and Sandridge, the lefty, kicks into it. This one hit high and deep to left field. The left fielder Cummings ranging back. It's deep enough. Hatcher going to tag. The throw is going to be cut off, and Hatcher scores standing up. Caber Rodriguez gives the Riders the lead on a sacrifice fly. Acosta goes to third. And they're saying now that Acosta didn't tag at second base. They threw to second. And saying Acosta didn't tag up. The Missions are headed back towards the dugout.
The run does count, though.
The run will count. Carlos Cardoza out there arguing with the field umpire. Appears to be Trevor Matthews there that he's chatting something over with.
And, yeah, Luke Montz is now arguing that the run shouldn't count with home plate umpire Sean Sparling.
Well, we'll step aside. The Rough Riders do get a run. They had, or rather regained the lead, 4-3 on a run, one hit, no errors. They leave none stranded aboard the base paths after the sack fly turned into a double play. We'll head to the ninth inning where the Rough Riders lead 4-3, and when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will rejoin us.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the top of the ninth inning. Riders have the lead, 4-3. Anthony Ho'opi'i Tui Onatoa back to the mound. And Robert Perez leading things off. Or actually, it's Ray Patrick Ditter leading things off here in the ninth inning. Robert Perez flying out into that diving catch by Haysel Cepeda. What a ball game this has been to start this series. Had a little bit of everything. Ho'opi'i Tui Onatoa in line for the win. He readies from the stretch and brings in the first pitch to Ditter. High and tight, one ball and no strikes. Ray Patrick Ditter, Zach Rex, and Jared Dale, the 3-2 up, bottom third of the order. Sean Sparling now wanting Opi'i Tui Onatoa to get rid of the baseball. Gets him a new one. A lot has happened in the last couple innings. If you're just joining us, we'll bring it down for you. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a high pop-up back behind home, and it leaks out of play. A foul ball. Ball and a strike. So the Rough Riders trailed 2-1 going into the bottom of the sixth inning when Kellen Strom hit a tying home run into left field. That tied the game at 2-2. Riders took the lead on a Jesus Cepeda solo homer in the seventh. They had a 3-2 lead, and then Cole Cummings' RBI single in the eighth gave San Antonio the lead. The pitch. A strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. I should say it tied the game up at 3. So it was tied at 3 going into the bottom of the eighth inning. Sack fly by Caber Rodriguez scores the run, but then Max Acosta left early on the tag up at second base. 1-2. Misses low and away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. He was tagged out, but the run counted. So Hatcher was able to cross home before Acosta was out at second base. 2-2 to Dinner. He takes high, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. So now we are in the ninth inning with the Rough Riders' best relief pitcher this season on the hill, and a chance for the Rough Riders to take the opener over San Antonio. They lead 4-3. Right-hander ready. He brings it. Swinging a line shot into left field. That's down into the alley. Cepeda cuts it off to his left and fires it back in. Leadoff single for Ray Patrick Ditter. Zach Rex, the batter. Rex 0-3 today. He was robbed back in the seventh on a phenomenal play by Max Acosta. Rough Riders shortstop, who was able to range deep into center field and throw him out. And Ho'opi'i Tui Onatoa came set before Rex was attentive towards the mound, so he gets a warning from Sean Sparling. Nobody out in the ninth. 4-3 Rough Riders. The pitch. Outside. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Most of this crowd has gone home, and that's, well, I should say back to school. That's kind of how things work on these education days. 11,495 kids were in attendance today, though. Stretch. And the 1-0. Outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Second biggest day game crowd in Rough Riders franchise history today. Phenomenal day to be at the ballpark and a great way to start this series. 2-0. The pitch home. Popped up on the infield, left side. Third baseman Chavez under it. He lost it in the sun, and Acosta comes over and the shortstop makes the grab. Oh, that was scary. There's the first down of the ninth. If that drops, it's more than likely runners at first and second and nobody out here in the ninth inning in a one-run game, but a big first out secured with the high skies on this day game, not a cloud in the sky up above us. A dangerous play, but a catch from Acosta, and here comes John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, out to chat as we're going to see a pinch hitter. Juan Zabala comes out. And with the pitch hitter announced, you imagine that this mound visit is to discuss Zabala and what he does and what his weaknesses are and how they want to pitch it. Zabala hitting for Dale. Zabala is a right-handed batter. Everybody up on the infield, up onto the hill. Zabala, the 24-year-old out of Columbia, playing just 9 games this season for San Antonio, hitting .219 with a .515 OPS. So right-handed hitter in, with a runner at first and one down in the ninth inning. Riders leading 4-3. Here's the stretch, and Tuioniotoa delivers in. Swing and a miss. Wow, good slider off the outside corner made Zabala look foolish, and it's 0-1. That hard slider has been really good from Ho'opi'i Tuioniotoa. He's ready from the stretch again. And the right-hander, the 0-1. Swing and a miss off the outside corner again. Back-to-back sliders, it's 0-2. And Zabala calls time. Oh, and 2 on the right-handed batter. Here's the stretch. He fires. Breaking ball inside. 1-2. Just in case, Andy Rodriguez has started to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen down the left field line. Ripken Reyes looming on deck. 1-2. Fouled straight back. Still 1-2. The Rough Riders and Missions will play tomorrow in the second game of this series. Ben Anderson expected to start for the Rough Riders. He's 1-1 with a 2.18 ERA against Adam Mazur, the number 5 prospect for the Padres. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider away. Strike 3. 2 away here in the ninth inning. 4-3, Rough Riders out in front, and the Missions down to their final out. Gorgeous slider away from Ho'opi'i Tuioniotoa. So now Ripken Reyes, who's 1-for-2 with 2 hit by pitches, he's now regained the minor league lead in hit batters this year. He's been hit 11 times on the season. Runner at first, 2 down. Initial toss to Ripken Reyes. Swinging a topper, first base side, foul. 0-1. The Riders taking the lead back in the bottom half of the eighth inning. And now a chance to win the opener here at the top of the ninth. Ditter at first base. 0-1 on Reyes. Ho'opi'i Tuioniotoa ready. The 0-1. Fouled away. Left side, it's 0-2, and it's 1 strike away for the Rough Riders. Rough Riders looking to win their 3rd ball game in a row and their 9th in their last 11. Ho'opi'i Tuioniotoa kicks in the 0-2. Fouled away again. Back behind home plate, and it's still no balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders would have their 6th win in their last 7 ball games. Right-hander readies, and he brings in the 0-2. Runner goes. There's a fly ball down the right field line. This one sending Mateo back. He's got room. He's there. He's got it. Ball game over. Riders win it 4-3. Frisco takes a great ball game in the opener of this 6-game series, and they are hot. They regain sole possession of first place with Midland playing tonight, and the Rough Riders win it 4-3 on this gorgeous Frisco afternoon. Stick around as Luke Maley has your post-game coverage when we come back. 4-3, the final. Riders win it on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League Championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
How about that one? The Riders get a win in the series opener. They take it 4-3 in front of the second largest Education Day crowd and the second largest day game crowd in Rough Riders history. 11,495, the announced attendance, and what a game they got to witness. Riders win it 4-3, a back and forth affair that all started with Ryan Garcia on the bump. He was great again. 5 1/3 innings pitched, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, which came on a 2-run homer by Michael De La Cruz in the third. And then he set a, or tied his career high with 9 strikeouts. What a day for Ryan Garcia. He got things started. On the other side, Austin Krobe did a nice job for the Missions. But in the end, the Rough Riders pull out a 4-3 win. It was Caber Rodriguez who provided the game-winning run on a sacrifice fly. So many great things that you can talk about from today's game. I mean, you look up and down, the pitching performance from Ryan Garcia was phenomenal. And then they turned things over to Stephen Jennings, who was really good. Seth Clark came in and was able to hold the line. Anthony Ho'opii Tuioniotoa earns the win. Javian Sandridge takes the loss. He goes to 1-2. Ho'opii Tuioniotoa mentioned he got the win. He's 1-0 now, and Bubba is still yet to give up a run. He's got a 0.00 ERA, and boy, has he been good. Anthony Ho'opii Tuioniotoa takes the win. Sandridge takes the loss. No save. Rough Riders win it 4-3. And you look at some of the standout performances. Kellen Strom, 4-for-4 day. Drove in a run, scored a run on his solo homer in that one. A sixth inning game tying home run for Kellen Strom. Then it was Jesus Cepeda who deposited one over the wall in left center field that broke the 3-3 or the 2-2 at the time tie. Cepeda gave the Rough Riders that lead with a home run in the seventh, his first in double A, his first for the Rough Riders. And then he made a phenomenal play that brought the eighth inning to a close. A diving play in left center field. Jesus Cepeda, have yourself a day, Mr. Cepeda. Home run, stole some runs from San Antonio, and that made all the difference. Rough Riders win it by 1-4-3. Keep looking through some of the performances. A two-hit day for Aaron Zavala. Also drove in a run. Offensively, the Rough Riders out-hit San Antonio 10-7. They scratch across one more run. They win it 4-3 on the Riders Baseball Network. Game one in the books. The 28th of the season for the Rough Riders. They improved to 18-10 and regained sole possession of first place in the Texas League South. San Antonio dips below 500. They'll enter tomorrow with a 13-14 record. Coming into game two of this six-game series tomorrow, we'll preview that one on the other side of this break when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy.
Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter Weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field on the postgame show, Luke Maley with you. Tomorrow's matchup going to be a fun one. Rough Riders take game one, 4-3, against the Padres-affiliated San Antonio Missions in front of a crowd that was the second largest in Education Day and day game history for the Rough Riders franchise. Mentioned Ho Pi'i Tuionetoa gets the win in this one. Sandridge took the loss. Tomorrow, the Missions will turn to the Padres' fifth-ranked prospect, a 23-year-old right-hander, Adam Mazur, who attacked with a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup mix. Mazur on the year has posted a 2-1 record with a 2.39 ERA across five starts. He'll make his sixth tomorrow, and you look at the season for him, it's been good. Guy that is tossed over 26 innings on the year, racking up 29 strikeouts. Mentioned the 2-1 record and sub-2.5 ERA. And on the other side for the Rough Riders, it's a very similar story. Ben Anderson, the 26-year-old righty, will take the ball for Frisco, opposing Adam Mazur, the fifth-ranked Padres prospect. Anderson 1-1 with a 2.18 ERA across five games for those starts. He's worked 20 and two-thirds innings, striking out 19, and Ben Anderson is a location machine. This guy comes in, paints the corners day in and day out, and he's been turning in good starts as a result of it. His last time out against Corpus Christi, he earned his first win of the season and lowered his ERA to 2.18, going six innings of one-run baseball. One run came on a solo homer. Only gave up four hits, didn't issue any walks, and picked up four strikeouts. That's the thing for Anderson is he doesn't walk many, just two walks on the year, and he's picked up 19 strikeouts alongside it. So Ben Anderson, the righty, takes it the ball against another righty, the fifth-ranked Padres prospect, Adam Mazur. So it should be a good one tomorrow. Rough Riders take game one, 4-3. Game two tomorrow at 6:35, and a lot of fun stuff going on over the week. We'll talk about that on the other side here on the postgame show.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups.
Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back on the post-game show, Luke Maley with you. A 4-3 win in the series opener for the Frisco Rough Riders over the San Antonio Missions. They improve to 18-10 on the year. They sit alone atop the Texas League South. Came into the day tied with Midland, who plays later on this evening. So for the moment, the Rough Riders at first place, all alone in that Texas League South. They get a 4-3 win today. A lot of exciting stuff going on at the ballpark. Mentioned the pitching matchup for tomorrow and Ben Anderson going against Adam Mazur for the Missions. All sorts of fun things planned throughout the course of this week. Education Day today. 11,495 fans in attendance, the second largest day game crowd in Rough Riders history. So tomorrow, another 6:35 p.m. first pitch, as well as Wednesday. And both those you can get in the door for just $11. Make sure to grab your tickets for the Rough Riders Game 2 and Game 3 of this six-game series. And then this weekend is a jam-packed one. It is Evan Carter weekend, so each night featuring a fun giveaway related to Evan Carter. It's also STEM night presented by Olson. So there'll be all sorts of STEM teams on Friday at 7:05 here at Riders Field. Fireworks Friday as well, presented by Trumu. And as always, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. It's Evan Carter weekend, the first night on Friday night for that 7:05 p.m. first pitch. So you got to get through the gates early. Get yourself an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway on your way through the gates. The World Series trophy is also going to be here, so make sure to arrive and get your tickets. Get here early and get your picture taken with that Rangers World Series trophy. On Saturday, another 7:05 p.m. first pitch, Evan Carter weekend night two. You can grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead on your way through the gates this time, presented by Medium Giant. It's a really cool bobblehead that features his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS. And once again, you'll have another crack at getting your picture with the World Series trophy. And it'll be here at Riders Field on Friday and Saturday. So make sure to make it out to the ballpark and then round out your weekend with a 4:05 p.m. first pitch on Sunday. All sorts of good stuff. If you haven't thought about it yet, start thinking about it. It is Mother's Day on Sunday, so make sure to wish your mom a happy Mother's Day and make sure you at least at a minimum get her a nice card, if not a little bit more. Think about all that mom has done for you over the course of your life. So Rough Riders are going to celebrate all mothers on Mother's Day on Sunday. Kendra Scott's going to have a pop-up station. There's going to be a lot of fun things for all the moms to enjoy here at Riders Field. It's a true family affair on Sunday, as it is Kids Sunday Fun Day, presented by our friends at Raising Cane's. It's all sorts of kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts throughout the game. And then Evan Carter weekend comes to a close. On your way through the gates, you can get an Evan the Kid Carter Kid jersey giveaway. On your way through the gates, obviously, Evan Carter, the nickname of the Kid. So you get the Evan the Kid Carter Kid jersey giveaway on your way through. Pretty cool looking. Nice red Rough Riders jersey with the last name Carter and the number printed onto it. So a fun week ahead. Rough Riders earn a win in game one of the series. Lots of fun on deck here at Riders Field. Five games to play in this series between the Padres-affiliated San Antonio Missions and the Rangers-affiliated Frisco Rough Riders. That wraps us up from game one of this six-game set. The Rough Riders earn a 4-3 win. And the series opener, they've now won six of their last seven games and nine of their last 11 overall. So it's been a good stretch for the Rough Riders, playing good baseball. They get back in the win column today. But that wraps us up. A 4-3 win for the Rough Riders, who sit atop the Texas League South. division with that 18-10 record. For my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for hanging out with us, spending this Tuesday early morning, afternoon with us here on the Riders Baseball Network. We'll be back tomorrow, a 6:35 p.m. first pitch between the Missions and the Riders.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!